Hello, I'm Nathan Schubert. Here is your evening news for Monday, January 13th. First, our Winter Road Report, proudly sponsored by Matt Law and his great guys at Speedy Glass in Owen Sound. Gray Bruce County roads are ranging from barren wet to snow-covered, with sections of drifting reported around Owen Sound, Meaford, Durham, Walkerton, Kincardine, and Port Elgin. The visibility is ranging from poor to good. The new 2025 budget for Gray County has been adopted, which includes a 3.3% tax rate increase. The $302.4 million operating and capital budget will see homeowners pay $13 more per $100,000 home assessment. The budget includes transportation projects like roadwork, the redevelopment and expansion of Rockwood Terrace Long-Term Care Home in Durham, and a new paramedic base in Feversham. There are several capital projects that are being included in the Grey Highlands 2025 budget. During a meeting last week, Council went over which projects will be funded as part of the budget. Some of these included the revitalization of the Flesherton Arena, engineering services for infrastructure work, and replacing a bridge. The municipality currently has 50 proposed capital projects with a total cost of over $11 million. Northern Bruce Peninsula is going after some funding to protect long-term housing from short-term rentals. The funding opportunity for municipalities and Indigenous communities comes from the Short-Term Rental Enforcement Fund through Housing, Infrastructure, and Communities Canada. Deputy Clerk Lindsay Forbes says the fund aims to limit short-term rentals, which takes units away from the long-term housing market across Canada. On to national news. As the leadership race for the Liberal Party draws closer, more ministers are bowing out while others are throwing their hat into the ring. According to media reports, former Bank of Canada Governor Mark Carney is expected to launch his bid to replace Prime Minister Justin Trudeau after signaling plans through his campaign team. Former BC Premier Christy Clark says she's also debating whether to put her name forward. Several high-profile cabinet ministers have announced they will not run, including Labour Minister Stephen McKinnon and Transport and Internal Trade Minister Anita Anand. NDP leader Jagmeet Singh says he wants to stop critical mineral exports to the United States in response to Donald Trump's threat of tariffs on Canada. According to media reports, Singh says he's calling on all political leaders to support turning off the taps on those critical minerals, adding there is no quicker way to get Trump to back off of the tariffs. Natural Resources Canada says the U.S. is Canada's top destination for critical mineral exports. In 2023, Canada exported 59% of its mineral exports to the United States. And amid speculation of an early election in Ontario, a new poll shows Premier Doug Ford's PCs are leading the Liberals by 10 points. According to media reports, the survey results by Liaison Strategies found 40% of decided and leaning voters would cast their ballot for the Progressive Conservatives if an election was held today. Meanwhile, the gap between the governing party and the Liberals appears to be closing, with 30% saying they vote for leader Bonnie Crombie, a 3% increase over last week. In sports, in the NHL, Toronto is off today, but Edmonton is hosting LA at 9:30. In the NBA, Golden State is at the Raptors at 7:30. And in the NFL wildcard round, Minnesota is at LA Rams tonight at 8. You can find more sports over on the Gray Bruce Remax Realty Sports page.